Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Revelation 20, 1 through 6, and it says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, and shut it, and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer, until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those of whom the authority to judge was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image, and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Our message today, we are going to look at after Jesus returns. And this is the follow-up of last week when we looked at the return of Jesus. And so often we are under the impression that once the rapture takes place, when Jesus returns for those who believe, which we are waiting for now, is something that is final. It is done. Everything is wonderful and perfect, and the cosmos is in perfect order. And that is not true. We are indeed with Christ. However, there are many things still yet to happen once the rapture takes place. And that is what we are going to look at and focus on today. And something we as believers should be thrilled about, especially in what we just read in our opening passage. And we are going to look at this as pre-tribulation, which I believe is the only accurate way to teach what God's word says. And it says it very directly. There will be a 7-year tribulation, a 1,000-year reign with Christ. And then following that, there is going to be a time Satan is loose once again. And following that, that is when everything will be made right and perfect in the cosmos. So as it relates to last week, Jesus has returned. The Christians have gone up with him to heaven. And we are now with Christ. We are in his presence. But something has to happen at this point, and that is we are going to be judged. And our judgment is going to take place at some point during the tribulation. And we know this because at the end of the 7-year tribulation, we are going to be reigning with Christ, as we read in our passage from Revelation. We are going to be in a form of government that isn't described fully, but we are going to have roles with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years when Satan is locked up after the tribulation. So let's begin at that point. The rapture's taken place. And that takes us to 2 Corinthians 5:10, where we read, "For we, believers, must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that is the Bema seat of judgment, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." This is where we will repent. God will ask us essentially what we have done and why we've done it, those things that are not good in our lives, why we have wasted his time that he has given us, why we have done evil things, why we have done wicked things, even as believers. He is going to question us, and he is going to make us confess and repent for all that we have done wrong. Then we will be made right, and our lives will be fully in line with where God desires us to be. On the other side, those who have not accepted Jesus Christ when Jesus returns for the rapture will be left behind, and they will begin their life after Jesus returns in a time called the tribulation, again for 7 years. And that takes us to Matthew 24:21, where we read, "For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again." This should be a warning for us. This should be a warning that, well, you know what, if Jesus returns and I haven't accepted him, that means I've got more time. I can do something different because perhaps it'll be more impactful and I will believe in him if I see him actually doing what is said in Scripture. However, don't forget these words here from Matthew 24:21. "For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again." This is going to be a time of absolute chaos and torment. And we're going to read here in just a moment that it is going to be Satan through the 7 years of the tribulation that will be in absolute control. And we see that in 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 4. And basically, God is going to step back completely and allow Satan to have his way. And we read, "Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God." This is who the world will look at as their new ruler. It will no longer have God at all involved in what is going on. As soon as the rapture takes place, I keep repeating myself, but as soon as the rapture takes place, this is going to be a 24-hour period. It's going to be a day and a night at some point somewhere on the planet. Jesus will return, take the believers, and immediately following that, Satan is going to take control of the world. And it will be his to rule. That is what we will be living under if we are not taken up in the first coming of Jesus. Then we have this period, again, that is described as just absolutely the most gruesome time in the cosmos that will ever happen. The 7 years comes to an end, and we read here in Revelation 21 through 3 what transpires after that. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain, and he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were ended." So we see here it is mentioned literally 1,000 years. Satan will be chained. He will be put away. He's had his 7 years to do what he wanted to do. Now God, Jesus, is going to have his time to rule for 1,000 years, and everything will be the exact opposite of the terrible, terrible times of the tribulation. Again, let's take a step back and say we have this opportunity to say Jesus returns today. I don't know him. I generally have a good understanding of him. It's not that I don't want to believe, but I'm just not certain quite yet. So if Jesus returns today, I'm not going to die. I can go through this 7 years isn't very long. And then I can hit the 1,000-year period where everything is going to be great. And then it looks like I will naturally want to accept Jesus because I'll get all my answers then. Again, the warning is, it is going to be a time that you will likely not get through during that 7-year period. The world will still keep going. There will still be marriage. There will still be birth. There will still be death. Things are not going to change on that order, but it's going to be a time that God will absolutely, Jesus, will be out of sight, out of mind, and in no way involved in any part of it. Churches are going to be gone. Bibles are going to be gone. Things are going to disappear. Satan is not going to allow anything to remain that has anything to do with pointing back to God. The likelihood of getting through that time and accepting Jesus Christ is very, very slim, which is why Jesus calls us now to accept him. Something else very interesting that we see throughout history of Scripture is the fact that God gives everyone massive amounts of time to know him, to come to him, to hear about him. We see these periods of time from the time Adam and Eve sinned to the flood. We then have a time of destruction. We then have post-flood to the present day, which will end up being the rapture, where God has given us another extensive period of time to get to know him. Then we will have a 7-year period of destruction. Then we will have a 1,000-year period of perfection. Then we will have an end final period of destruction. But in between these times of destruction, we have so much more time that God is patiently waiting for everyone to come to him and know him. This is evidence that God is so slow to judge. This is evidence of these huge time periods, these expanses in time that allow us to come to him and say, "I need you as my Lord, God, and Savior." So now we have the 7-year period of tribulation. It has now come to an end. Satan, as we read, is now locked up in the abyss, and he is going to be held there until the 1,000 years is over. And that takes us to Revelation 27 through 10. And it says, "When the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and to gather them for battle. In number they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil, who deceived them, was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night, forever and ever. All right, this takes us to the end. This is the absolute end. Satan will never be released again. All those who followed him, all those who did not trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, this is the permanent end. This is the finale. Then we come to the judgment, the main judgment, the white throne judgment, where the entire world will be judged. This is not the Bema Seat of Judgment we read about earlier. This is the great white throne judgment for all those who did not believe. And we read here Revelation 20, 11 through 14, that account. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Now, as I mentioned earlier, for those who were taken in the rapture, we have been taken to God. We have been taken to heaven. We have gone through the Bema Seat of Judgment. We have been judged. We have been made fully right with God now. We are going to reign with Christ for 1,000 years in perfection with him. However, those who live during the tribulation and the 1,000-year period, and then the time that Satan is released one more time, those individuals will appear before the white throne judgment. And we read that here. It is the great and small standing before the throne. The books will be opened, and this is where everyone is going to see God. This is where the remaining people who are not again in the rapture will face God, and then death and Hades will be thrown into the lake of fire. That is the second death. And anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. This is also going to be the time where those who did not accept Jesus as Lord and Savior are going to experience God saying to them, Matthew 7, 21, 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. These will be the end times. This is the result of the great white throne judgment. This is where those who did accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will indeed be taken to heaven. There will be no second death for them. And those who did not believe will be thrown into the lake of fire. It is also interesting to note here that even during the 1,000-year period when God is in full control, this too will be a time that people can reject God and not trust in him either. Again, this is more indication that God has given us perfectly free will, and at no point is he going to force anybody, even until the bitter end, that they are going to have to believe in him. At this point, the final judgment has taken place. Satan has had his one last run. And now we get to Revelation 21, 1 through 8, which is the culmination of what we truly have been waiting for as believers. And that is, John says, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there is no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But for the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. This is not often how we hear what it is going to be like until the end. It's usually for Christians, this magical time, we get taken up in the rapture, it's all done. It's not all done. There's still 1,000 years left to go, plus 7. So we have at least 1,007 years after the rapture that the world is going to continue going just as it is now, with a completely different government for 7 years, then a different government for 1,000 years, then another government of Satan before it is done. Then the cosmos and everything will be made new and it will be made right. And on this Thanksgiving Sunday, this is something we are a part of. This is what we should be looking forward to and giving thanks for.